First, we check in with Big Tex post-burning, brought to us by TexasLending.com. Big Tex, can you hear us? Come in, Big Tex.
That's not working.
Hello, Big Tex.
Howdy, folks.
Hey.
And welcome to the State Fair of Hell.
What?
We'll do that.
I guess old Big Tex wasn't as nice as he could have been in life.
Oh, no. Are you telling us that you're speaking to us from Hades?
Kids, remember, if you're 65 foot tall and don't use your manners, you too could go to hell.
All right. This is ridiculous.
Of course, you also might have to kill a string of hookers, too.
What?
Like me.
Well,
I guess it all catches up with you, kids.
Yeah, I guess so, Big Tex.
I guess there were 11 months out of every year that we never saw him, so we don't know what he was up to.
A lot of downtime to fill.
Yeah.
Jerk.
My roommate down here is another famous Texan.
Be careful.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Okay. That'll make a guy on our show happy to hear.
He's pretty funny and an excellent lover.
What?
You gotta do what you gotta do down here, George.
Well, this is doubly disturbing to hear this news after you burned down on Friday.
Matter of fact, Lee and I have started an Ace of Base cover band.
Right.
In fact, we're playing the Andy Griffith Pavilion down here tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, a couple of people wanted me to say hi to you two fellers.
Okay, yeah, be careful
that?
Here, too.
Timothy McVeigh and Alex Karras, say hi.
What in the...
Right. What is this Alex Karras doing down there?
Somehow.
I'm sure everyone's wondering what really happened to me there at the State Fair on last Friday.
Yeah.
Let me be clear, kids. This was a suicide, plain and simple.
Really? Because a lot of people thought it was accidental.
Well, I guess you could say that she had moved on with her life, but I just couldn't.
Oh, gosh. She didn't have a girlfriend.
Sad deal, really. But old Big Tex was just tired of fighting through the courts.
Who was the she?
Angie Harmon.
What? All right.
Old Big Tex had developed a pretty good little pill habit, kids.
Oh, dear.
So I did the old Buddhist monk trick. Last thing I screamed before the flames took me was, "In Jerry's reign as general manager."
Oh, even you thought that should happen.
End it now.
Yeah, and I never dreamed it would end this way. Always thought I'd be taken out by a low-flying plane or an angry husband, but... But here's a tip from Big Tex, kids.
Stop talking to kids.
Never freebase near carnies.
Oh, my God.
Somehow or another, their natural body oils and hair grease are very combustible.
Jeez.
I learned the hard way. And I just want to say that I'm glad everybody gets such a big giggle out of watching me go up in flames like Richard Pryor.
Jeez.
Because while I was burning in agony, people were taking pictures and shooting video.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
It's today's world.
Here's an idea, a-holes. Drop the camera and grab a hose or a fire extinguisher and help a brother out.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
I just hope one day when you're doubled over in pain somewhere, I'll be there to laugh and take snapshots of you. By the way, George.
Yeah.
I also learned that fried jambalaya will fill your pants with Hindenburg air.
Yeah, sure enough.
So I guess they'll probably replace me and play to the demographic and hire my nemesis, Big Mex.
No,
your nemesis.
I don't think so.
You don't think so, George? Why not?
They'll just rework your frame, put some new clothes on, and you'll be back.
People will be able to take a siesta under the shade of his comforting sombrero.
I don't think so, Big Tex.
All right, well, I tell you what, George, I probably won't see you down here someday.
Well, I don't think you're down there. This
Most
is ridiculous.
People down here are Democrats. All right, signing off from hell. I'm Big
Care. I don't think that's his location.
Die.
We did hear undisclosed location.
There he is, Big Tex, with us yesterday here on the Dunham and Miller Show at 6:48 on.